before, because he knows that he lives in his last days and Jesus Christ is coming again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But before that, I want to speak to you when I tell you what his plan is and what he does into the minds of the people and what he does in the hearts of the people, that he wants to, he's got a plan. And sometimes we hear the voice of him, of the devil, and he is the accuser of the brethren. He is accusing us over and over and over and over again. He accuses us and he speaks to our minds. He speaks to our minds. And sometimes he puts like tattoo in our minds, and he wants to have a tattoo in our brains because he wants us to do his will. He doesn't want us, he doesn't want us to be with God. He's the enmity between him and God. Hallelujah. He wants us to feel a person of shame. He wants us to feel a person of failure. He's got a scheme. He's accuses of the brethren. I've been a Christian for more than 35 years now, and I've seen many and many people, and Satan has converted the brains. He has tattooed in the brains, and he has taken them away. He has taken them away. I've seen a lot of people come through this church here for years and years, and somehow the devil gets them, and all of them gone. Everything is gone, and they're living for the devil now. In Proverbs 23:7, it says that, "For as he thinketh," that means a man, that means me and you, "as we think, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." So is he. If you will think that you are a failure, if you will think that you are not good anymore, if you will think that there is nothing work for me, if you will think that there is nothing that I can do, all things that comes against me, or as a man thickened his mind, so is he, the Bible tells me. Hallelujah to Jesus. And we don't have to be that way. We don't have to be that way. We don't have to be, amen. We don't have to be like a born losers. We don't have to be failure. We don't have, some people, they're just thinking about drugs all the time. They're just thinking about smoking. They're just thinking about bottles of drinks and drinks. They just go and drink and drink and drink and drink and drink and smoking and smoking the drugs and drugs and drugs. That's there. They have been tattooed by the devil in the brain. Hallelujah. They've been tattooed. They've been ink in that brain, and the devil's caught them, and they're destroying the lives, and they're destroying the brains, and they're destroying the people. Amen. And you don't have to be. You don't have to be a born loser. Lord, hallelujah. Why not somebody, his name is Jesus Christ, and he heals minds, he heals hearts, he heals broken bodies, he heals everything which when we come unto him, he will heal your mind, he will heal your broken heart, he will heal your body, hallelujah, because he is in healing business. In 1886, a name by the Walter George, he broke the record of 1 mile. He ran for 4 minutes and 12 seconds and three quarter seconds. And he held that record for many, many years. In 1923, Pablo, a man that broke that record in 4 minutes and 10 seconds. For 36 years, the record was still there, and he broke the record in 36 years later. Then the record was for 31 years. But in 1930s, there were two men in England, and there was two men that were diagnosed by the doctor, and they said, those men, they cannot walk again. Those men, they are just paralyzed. They will never walk again. And they're going to be confounded on chairs, and they will never walk again. And that man, one man says, okay, I'm taking the diagnosis of a doctor. No, I'm not going to walk again. What I'm going to do, I'm just live my life to the fullest, and I'm just going to be on the chair and just go around. But the other young man, he said in his mind, in his heart, he said, I know what the doctor said. I know what he thinks, but I am not going to sit on that chair here all my life. I am going to walk. And then I'm not going to just want to walk. I'm just going to go to run as well. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk and I'm going to run. And then he tried to get out of the chair. And as he was getting out of the chair, he fell down again. And he tried for years and years and years. Probably maybe thousands of times he tried. And one day he got up and he stood up. And he stood up. And then he stood up. He took a couple of steps. He took a couple of steps and he sat down again. And the next day he stood up again and he went and he tried again and he walked a bit and he walked a little bit and he walked 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 and he walked. And then in 1954, I better come and tell, I'm going to see where those years are. Hallelujah. And then in 1954, he ran, and he broke the record of that man that he broke the record in 1926. It took him 3 minutes and 59 seconds and 1/4 seconds. And he broke the record. 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 And his name is Robert Bannister. And if you want to find out, just look up in the computer. His name is Roger Bannister. And you're going to see the photo of him. And you're going to see the minutes and the seconds that he was running. And you're going to see that he was an amazing man. An amazing man. After that, for 4 years, 25 other athletes, they said to themselves, if he can do it, we can do it too. If that man that he was in the chair, that man that he was crippled, if he can do it, we can do it too. And 25 other athletes broke that record after that for 4 years. And then in 1999, a man, I don't know his name, he broke that record in 3 minutes, 43 seconds, in 1/3 of a second. It can be done. It can be done. Amen. It can be done. Because they use the minds, they use the hearts, and they say that I'm going to do that. I'm going to break the record. And they broke the record. Hallelujah. The story goes on to say that the doctor visited those two men again. And he went up to the man that he broke the record. And he said, I don't know how you done it. I don't know how did this happen. But you're not supposed to walk. You're not supposed to be crippled. You're supposed to be crippled. You're supposed to be in the wheelchair forever. I don't know how you done it. But congratulations anyway. And then he turned around to that man that he was on the chair, the second man. And he said, we are so sorry, sir. We diagnose you wrongly. It's nothing wrong with you. You are a perfect, healthy man. Can you see the difference? Can you see the difference? because he was told that that man, he would never walk again, and he was nothing wrong with him, and he never walked again. But the man that he was told that he was going to never walk, he walked, hallelujah. He walked. Hallelujah, hallelujah to Jesus. Praise his name. It's Jesus Christ and his blood turn us around from our losers. We are not losers, but we are climbers. We are climbers. We climb up to the highest mountain. We are not losers with Jesus Christ. We are climbers. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He is a new creature. Hallelujah. We are new creations. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah, as a living sacrifice. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, hallelujah, by renewing of your mind, hallelujah. It's in the Bible. We're going to renew in our minds. We're going to renew in our hearts. We're going to renew in our bodies. Hallelujah. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew the strength. They shall mount up with the wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and will not be faint. Hallelujah to Jesus. We can renew our minds and we can renew our hearts and we can renew our bodies in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise God. The enemy would tell us, have us like a tattoo in our minds. But when we come to church, then we hear the word of God. We hear the word of God tonight. Amen. And the word of God gets into our minds. The word of God gets into our hearts. The word of God gets into like a shampoo. And shampoo our minds and our hearts and our souls and our bodies. Hallelujah. Praise God. He that is in Christ is a new creature, new creation. What Moses did, his mother... His mother was raised him up, and he says, Moses, you are not an Egyptian. You are a Hebrew. You are a Hebrew, Moses. Every day he was telling him, you are not an Egyptian. You are a Hebrew. You are a Hebrew. You might be in a Pharaoh's quarters. You might be in a Pharaoh's. You might be a Pharaoh one day. But I want you to know, you are a Hebrew. You are a Hebrew. The mother was giving him putting him like a good tattoo in his brain. And then Moses, he saw an Egyptian. He was fighting in Hebrew, and he killed him. And then he ran away. He went to the desert. He went to the desert for 40 years there. He was an 80 years old when he coming back into the Pharaoh's quarters again. Amen. He was 40 years old. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how young you are. God can use you. God can use you if you're a 5 or 3 years old, or 6 years old, or 10 years old, or 8 years old, or 90 years old. God is able to use you. Hallelujah. He used Moses that he was 80 years old. Thank you. Of a living God, hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the devil says. It doesn't matter what the evil power says. God is God. We are the children of the Most High God. We are born again by the water of the by blood and the water of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are Jesus' name people, hallelujah. Praise his name, praise his name, praise his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, a lot of people, they really have a lot of tattoos in their arms and in their bodies. I've seen, I don't know what it is. It must be the fashion nowadays. I've seen one person one time, he was covered up with tattoos all over the body from the neck down to the feet there. And when they get older, they just want to remove those tattoos. They look ugly and they just want to remove those tattoos. And those tattoos, the only thing that can remove it is to use a laser treatment, a laser light. But if you have your arm here and then you try to lose it, then you burn your skin. But it's got to be in a certain way, your arm or your leg to have it, to remove that tattoo. And to remove it is with a laser treatment. It's the light. Laser treatment, and something happens inside the blood from inside works, and the light of the laser works from outside, and the blood works from inside. They work together like this, and then there's a laser treatment, and the light goes in. It removes. It does a wonderful job. It removes the tattoo altogether. It removes the tattoo altogether. And that's, I'm telling you tonight that it's only Jesus Christ can remove that tattoo out of our brains and out of our hearts. Hallelujah. It's the blood of Jesus Christ which is going to remove the problem that we have. And it's the light from outside. Hallelujah. Amen. The blood works from inside, and the light from outside, and the blood from inside. They work together. Hallelujah! And the Bible tells me, "He that the Son has set free is free indeed." Hallelujah! We are free in Jesus Christ. We are free because the light works from outside, and the blood of Jesus works inside. Hallelujah! Can you see how Jesus can do a wonderful job inside, in our hearts, and in our souls? Amen. Only Jesus can do it. Only the man. And the beautiful God, the God of heaven and earth, can do that. Jesus, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the Omniscient, and the Omnipresent God. Can I preach another 10 minutes? Is that okay to preach another 10 minutes? Yeah? Okay. This is a story. In East European countries, somebody caught a small kidney, a small bear, and then they sold it to a circus. And the circus, they were going around and around and around for years and years. And that bear, it got so big, it got very powerful, big bear. And they put that bear inside the cage, and they had bars from outside and the door because they didn't want anybody to be hurt. And that cage was 12 feet long. 12 feet. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. From here to there. And the bear, he was going day and night like this. 12 feet. And then she would turn around. And she'd go back again there. another 12 feet, another 12 feet, for years and years and years, another 12 feet, and then another 12 feet. And then she would swing her head like this, and then she swing her head like this, and 12 feet, 12 feet, 12 feet, 12 feet. And then some of the men, they were a bit nasty. They would broke glass, they would throw the glass inside so they can interrupt the bear to walk some other way or to stop her. And then, but she would just goes. And then they would throw cigarette butts to burn her so she can stop that. They would throw other things there. But she was going like this, for years and years. And then she would swing her head, swing, 12 feet this way, then turn around, another 12 feet. And then a man saw it one day, and he bought that bear. He bought that bear, took it with him, and he gave it to a German zookeeper. So he gave it to the German company. And then they took that bear, they unloaded it with a truck, took that bear there, and it was a big place, big bad place. They had caves there, they had other bears, trees, all the grass and there around. And they let that bear go. And the bear got out of the box, lifted legs up, the front legs, and she looked around. And she walked 12 feet. And she walked again to another 12 feet this way. This way. That's all she wanted. She could do nothing else. She had freedom to go to be free with the other animals. But she couldn't. It wasn't the bars that were keeping her anymore. It wasn't that big box that was keeping her anymore. It was bars in her mind. It was bars in her mind. Sometimes God comes along and he frees us. He baptizes with his spirit. Baptizes with in waters. We're born again. And sometimes the devil comes along and he puts things in our minds. And then we cannot get rid of them. It's like a tattoo there. We can't get rid of it. We can't get rid of it. Mind things. But the Bible says, Jesus Christ, he's able to do it. Is it anything too hard for the Lord? Is it anything too hard for him? Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Nothing too hard for Jesus. In Proverbs 16:6 says, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. It's mercy and truth. Iniquity is purged. Mercy is the blood of Jesus. Truth is the light of the Lord. Mercy is the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Nothing can stand before the blood of the Lord, God Almighty. Paul was writing to the Philippians in chapter 3 and verse 13, and he says, this one thing I do. I'm forgetting the things, the ones that are left behind. I'm going to forget the things that are behind. Whatever happens in my life behind, all that, I'm forgetting it. Because there is nothing I can do. I cannot change the past. But I can change the future. Hallelujah. I can change the future. I can change the future. Because with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. We can have a clean blood with Jesus Christ, the Almighty, the Omnipotent, the Omniscient, and the Omnipresent God. Hallelujah. Can you give him another 5 minutes? Just another 5 minutes, okay? Okay? Okay. 5 minutes. We all heard of the blind Bartimaeus in Mark 10. I just go to Mark 10 and read a scripture to you. In verse 46, and they came okay. This one's working. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people and a blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, the son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold the peace, but he cried more and a great deal, Thou the Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, arise, he called thee. And he cast away his garment, arose, and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the way. Jesus went with his disciples to Jericho. He wasn't going, he never went to Jericho, but this is the first time that he went there. And then that man, the blind man Bartimaeus, the name Bartimaeus, Bart means the son of Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. And Timaeus, in that language, it means blind. So I think his father might have been a blind man as well. And he passed his blind covering unto his son. And his son was standing in the door there, and he was begging. And then when he saw Jesus, he says he wanted to be healed. And then he cried out. And then as he cried out, and Jesus said, What do you want me to do? There I receive my sight. But then he cast away his garment, and then he was healed and followed Jesus. Jesus wants to cast away the things that trouble us. He wants to cast that man away to follow him. If you got things that have been bothering you all these years, just cast them away and follow Jesus. Cast away that garment, that garment of begging, the garment of blind, that cast it away and follow him. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, he's going to give you a new life. He's going to give you a new beginning. He's going to make you a new person. Hallelujah. You're going to be a new creation. Hallelujah. If you're not born again, you can be born again tonight. If you don't have the Spirit, you can have the Spirit tonight. If you're not been baptized in Jesus' name, you can be baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Cast away those dirty garments and just go and follow Jesus, because Jesus is the answer of today. Hallelujah. Jesus is the answer. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Let's sing a song tonight, and we're going to sing a praises unto him. And if the Lord has spoken to you and you want to leave that tattoo, that the devil has grabbed in us, and we think that we are unworthy, and we think that we are losers, and we think that we are born losers. We are not a born losers. Hallelujah. We are not. Amen. We got Jesus Christ. Amen. We are climbers. We're gonna climb that mountain to the Lord. Hallelujah. We're gonna be in the front line. We're gonna say, Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. There is nothing that is possible with Him. We're gonna cast away. I'm reaching forth for the stars. I'm reaching forth. Amen. Everything that happened in my life before, amen, we're going to just go down, and we're not going to think about, we're going to think about the good things of the Lord. We're going to think about the great things of the Lord. There is a better things waiting for us. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter how old we are, Jesus will able to use us. Let's stand tonight. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are not a loser. You're a climber. You are not a loser. You're a climber. Doesn't matter what the devil has in our minds. We are climbers. The word of God is washing us. We are climbers. We're going to climb that mountain. We're going to climb that mountain in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We are climbers.
Of your head.
Jesus. Just tell the Lord we are climbers tonight. We are climbers in Christ Jesus. Wash up our minds, Lord, with your spirit, with your blood, Lord. Wash our minds, Lord. We're climbing with the Lord. We are not losers. We are not losers. We are climbers. We are climbers. We are climbers. We are climbers. We go now. We are climbers. We climb up with Jesus. We're not born losers. We're not born losers. Jesus, Jesus.
More than I need, at your word I will believe. I'll wait for you, draw near again. Let your spirit make me new, and I will live.
Time if the devil comes around and speaks to your mind, you say that the blood of Jesus, it washes me, it washes my brains, it washes my body. I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. Don't let him speak to your heart. Don't let him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's all stand as we pray to the Lord and dismiss us. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Worthy art thou, Jesus, for all praise, Lord God Almighty.